boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Should I have one junk drawer or two junk drawers?
Drunk drawers?
Drunk drawers. I sound like I'm drunk, to be quite honest with you. Normally, everybody only has one junk drawer. That is a tongue twister. I'm going to butcher this. I just know it. But I got to be honest with you, I got way too much crap, and it is seriously overflowing. Like, the door is shut, but when you look at the drunk, oh my God. just go with me, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
The junk drawer. You can see cords falling out. You can see the can covers. I have koozies in there.
Oh, yeah. It's exploding.
It's exploding. And I'm like, I really don't want to go through it. I don't. I don't care to. I don't care to get rid of crap. So why don't I make a second one?
A second junk drawer?
Yeah. I got drawers. Let's do it. Here's the thing. I grew up, and even after I left my home, I then had a relationship where we kind of hoarded a lot.
Okay.
To the point that we could have been on the hoarder show. Okay. Right. Like, yeah. I didn't talk about this. This is probably the only time I'll ever talk about it. But like, our basement was horrific. Like, you couldn't even walk. It was clothes everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't allow it right now with me and neighbor man. And if I do allow it, I won't be able to go back. Like, right. Once there is any part of our house that hoards, I'll spiral and it will be a hoarding house. Okay. So the only place I allow myself to hoard is the junk drawer.
Okay, but now the junk drawer is expanding.
So
we got to nip it in the bud. I'll be mommy.
Mommy!
No, because once you let it go into two, then two turns to three. Then you have a whole closet. Then you have an entire floor of your house.
And then they're coming here to film an episode of Hoarders.
Right. And I do not want to be part of that intervention. Lovingly.
So I look good on camera, but I really don't want...
For that, no, I think you need to go through it and pick out one thing every day to get rid of until you get down to a state where you can close the drawer. And then, as somebody who has organized my junk drawer, I made a point of it when we moved to our new place. I got like dividers and little cubbies and things, and it changed my life because it's still a junk drawer. There's still crap in there. It's just organized crap, which sounds right up your alley. That's kind of our band name.
Organized crap.
Tonight at the bar, organized crap.
Yeah.
Do you want organized crap or do you want to show up on Netflix?
No, I want to see organized crap playing tonight at 7 o'clock while I drink a Bud Light.
Okay, you got to clean your drawer first. I feel like I am 10 years old again after watching the Hannah Montana special last night. You haven't watched.
Girl, what do I need to do?
I feel like I need to... like hack into your TV to make you watch the things that I want you to watch.
I think I have no hope because I still haven't watched Stranger Things. I still haven't watched
Mormon
Secret
Wives.
Lives of Mormon Wives. The Hannah Montana special. I'm over here watching Gilmore Girls for the first time.
Okay.
I'm like 20 years too late for anything.
Hannah Montana special, easy watch. It's not very long.
Can I make you even more mad?
What?
I watched Hannah Montana last night. Just not the
okay. Well, that's
special.
Really stupid. I need you to watch it. I'm not going to spoil anything. I will say that I did like it. I feel like she spilled some tea. My favorite thing of it all, though, is that she came back with the wig and stuff, but they still let her be like Miley. You know what I mean? She was up there singing Best of Both Worlds, tatted out arms, like
nice.
In her kind of Miley, but also Hannah outfit. And it was just like, oh my gosh, we all grew up. And she's up there with like weird little tattoos on her arms. And so do I. I have dumb tattoos too.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did they let Hannah Montana swear?
I don't think so. You know what? Maybe.
Did you even watch it then? Yeah, don't get mad at me. Don't even get mad at me.
Okay, sorry.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love the fast food chains that are like really living on TikTok, you know? Today's case is about Wendy's, okay? I feel like Wendy's is always up in the comments, tweeting crazy stuff. I'm into it.
They do got a good Twitter.
They do. So there's a video going around, not posted by Wendy's, but a user posted this guy standing behind the register who's not in Wendy's work attire. He just looks like a regular guy working the register. And the screen says, POV, you go to Wendy's and they're slammed, but your man used to work for them 4 years ago. So what I'm gathering is Wendy's was busy. He said, hey, friends, I worked here 4 years ago. I still know how to use that thing. Let me hop on for a quick little shift, help you out, because I want my burger or whatever. And Wendy's did comment. Of course they did. They said, it's like he never left. I love this. Could I ever do this for like a past job? I'm not so sure.
What?
Well, I don't know.
Seriously?
It would depend on the job. Like, the closest thing, I guess, for me would be I worked at Jamba Juice. And I have some of those smoothies still memorized. If you're like Strawberry World, I'd be like, all right, two scoops of blue strawberry, two scoops of
way to give yellow, a recipe out.
I know that's not accurate, but I think I could to an extent. But that's probably the only job I could do it for.
Oh my God, I could list a million off of.
What?
I could. Okay, so I worked for Fairway. That was my very first job.
Mm.
Done. I was in many departments. Bagger, done. Easy. I could bag your groceries and I would take them to your car. Easy peasy. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I could also scan the groceries. Oh, easy.
Gosh, that'd be fun.
I was also in the produce. I still cut my own produce to this day and I could cut other people's produce.
Oh.
Perfection. I used to work at Victoria's Secret years ago. I know how to fold panties. Perfect. I could do it.
Okay.
I also would measure people's bras. And I know I could measure somebody's bra right now.
Yeah.
I could measure you. You want me to do it?
I'm good.
What? Do you think that's an HR violation? I think it's fine.
I'm good. Yeah. I think maybe, I don't know.
I got a measuring tape. She's
no.
Like, why do you have that?
Well, this isn't a bra store, so I'm good on that one.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I had the chance last night to commit identity theft, and I didn't. What is wrong with me? I'm so stupid. What?
You would not survive in jail. I just remind everybody of that.
Why? Because I don't look good in orange?
Sure.
Oh. Why?
You can't eat crumble in jail. You know?
You know me so well.
I know.
The minute I can't eat crumble is the minute I'm getting out of there, you know?
You will not survive it.
No, I had the chance to do it, and I didn't do it. I'm so mad at myself. But it's not the kind of identity theft that you are probably thinking. It's the kind that it's my neighbor man's boyfriend's debit card.
Ah.
Okay, here's the thing. I've been really, really wanting this cross-stitching thing. It's too much to get into it. It will bore you because it's an old lady hobby I'm into, okay? But I really wanted this, accessory, okay? And I kept going on and on about it last night. I'm like, honey, I really need it. And I wouldn't shut up. And he was like, okay, here. And he throws me his debit card. He goes, if it will get you to shut up, buy it.
Hmm.
So I had the debit card all night long. And in my head, I'm like, well, do I buy the one thing that I've been talking about? He doesn't know how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Or do I buy more?
Mm-hmm.
Again, he has no idea how much it costs. It only costs $12.
And you were unsupervised.
I was unsupervised.
Oh, snap.
He wouldn't know if I added more to my cart and racked it up to $20, mm-hmm. right? He'll just see the $20 charge and he'll just think, oh, it costs $20.
Mm-hmm.
But I added three more things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I didn't.
You didn't do it?
Oh, I didn't buy anything because I didn't know what to do. He did tell me I'm going to get the card again.
Oh my God, you're such a wimp.
No, listen, Linda, okay? Hey, well, Taylor is technically your name. But he did tell me I'm going to get the debit card again tonight. So what do I do? Do I just buy the one thing? Or do I buy more and just keep it at a reasonable price, like under 30, right? Because he's not going to know.
Right. I think if they're cheap, toss in the second one. He don't know.
And some more things.
I don't know. And then you're like, oh my gosh. Oh no, it must have been a bundle. It was a BOGO. Yeah. April Fool's is getting closer and closer. And the more we think about our prank, the more mischievous I think we can be. We've been working on this for the entire month. Why not go bigger? why not think crazier?
Your eye twitched a little bit. I know. I like it.
I know. Because we've been talking. So we're like, okay, we have four radio stations in this building, including Z102.9, which we are on Monday through Friday, 3 till 7. Hello. See you there every day. But we also have a sports
station. Aren't you here right now?
Yeah,
hello.
Welcome. If this is your first time listening, we're here every weekday. We also have a sports station, which is 1600 ESPN. We have an 80s station, Smart FM. And we have an alternative station, X107.5. Those are all of our brothers and sisters. And guess what? The door is unlocked. We're going to turn the mics on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We think how fun for our voices to be on all the radio stations in the building on April Fool's Day. Can't get in trouble if it's a prank.
Nope. We're just going to go to HR and say, it was
take April a joke, loser.
I think you could say take a joke. I just don't know if I'd call HR a loser, but
take a joke.
If anyone was going to call HR a loser, it would be me.
Yeah, you get to do the loser part.
Okay,
I'll say take a joke. Okay, so we have like got a good sense of that. We've got a plan. We've been working with Spencer from 1600 ESPN and like talking about basketball and all of our brackets and things. We have a plan for the alternative station, X107.5, we want to get a complaint because Chris Jackson always gets complaints on our station. But why stop there? You know, we still have like a week.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get out of the building.
Okay. And try other ones?
Well, how many radio stations are there in the world? Oh, like 8,000 bajillion million?
Girl, I can't count past six.
Fair. There's a lot, though. What if we got on other ones?
What do we do?
I don't know. Well, we can't just walk in the door like we can in the building. So no. Now I need your help.
So, okay. Well, then you could find phone numbers.
True.
Google.
Are you talking about a phone book?
Yes. Okay. Yes, queen. We could find one. No, yeah. I mean, what? You Google search them. And then Radio station, Wisconsin, right? Ooh. Radio station. Other states.
Florida.
Florida. Missouri. I don't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we find them. We look up their phone number. And we say, knock, knock, knock. Anybody there?
Hello, sir or madam. Can we be on your airwaves?
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Doesn't it work like that?
I think we got to try, but I need you to, you have to call because I'm scared to get on the phone.
I know you are. Sometimes I feel like I do not have enough time in my life, in my day, in my week, to do the things that I love, like my hobbies, hanging out with friends, hanging out with my dogs, things like that. But now that we started Unplugged with those girls in the afternoon, which is a way that we want to step away from our phones, stop doom scrolling on TikTok, checking in on our Facebook, Instagram, things like that. We're stepping away from the phone and we're just doing things in the real world, right? Mm-hmm. That is hanging out with friends. That's doing a craft, that's doing more analog things. That could be including listening to your radio, by the way, because that's analog. But just doing things that are just separating yourself from your phone. But I've noticed I now have more time for those things because I am going away from my phone.
Agree. And you keep track of it because we have an awesome little chart that you get to fill in a Z for every hour that you step away. And it's kind of crazy after the end of the week being like, wow, I spend that much time. Uh-huh. Not being on my phone, it's a good feeling.
Yeah. What are you doing this week or even like this weekend to like unplug?
Okay, so it's middle of the week, so I'm already looking forward to the weekend.
Of course.
Obviously. And I've been kind of in like a bake once a week vibe recently where it's like, okay, I'm going to do cookies or I want to bake something on the weekends. It's really therapeutic to me. So this weekend, I want to conquer homemade Pop-Tarts.
Have you ever done this before?
No, I have not. Call me Taylor Swift, baby. I don't know why it came over me, but I'm so excited.
And that will be probably an hour, if not two, maybe three.
I have no idea. Because I want to make the dough and everything. So I want it to be a full process.
She'll be filling that chart in.
Yeah.
Get yours, KZIA.com and the free Z102.9
Your chart,
app.
Not your Pop-Tarts. Sorry.
There's a difference. But you can get your chart too, KZIA.com and the free Z102.9 app. I am going to a rock show.
Okay, we have to clarify. We're not talking about like Kiss or Aerosmith. We're talking about boulders. I like that boulder. That's we're a going nice
to
boulder.
We're going to a rock show. Uh-huh. We're going to look at rocks this weekend.
Nice.
That's how I'm unplugging.
I'm not going to judge.
No, I've been looking forward to it. Me and Neighbor Man have been going to this every year since we've been dating. Something that we look forward to.
That's romance. Looking at, you know, thousand-year-old rocks and things.
Yes. That's how I'm unplugging this weekend. Hey, if you want to unplug, step away from your phone more, and just live a little bit more, get that chart so that you could start filling in how many hours you step away from your phone, KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Is there such thing as just a leaf blowing service?
No. No way.
You know, there's like lawn care services. Yeah. Is there anybody out there that just provides leaf blowing?
You talk, let me look.
I ask this because something a little curious just happened. I was taking a peek out the window and noticed that somebody is in the driveway of Z102.9. And I go, well, that's interesting. I'm nosy. I got to find out. And these people have a leaf blower. They were blowing leaves. I will say there's a little bit of gunk on one of the corners of the driveway. So they're doing that for probably a total of 4 minutes. And then they got in their vehicle and they drove away. So now I wonder, did we hire someone just to come leaf blow? I didn't think we also had that many leaves. It's more just gunk.
I'll tell you, there's not a company name like leaf blowing, schmoing.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. But I did find a website called leafblowingservices.com.
Sick.
And it says get leaf blowing services in Cedar Rapids. And it just
lists out some options.
Yeah, that's it. So I found that.
Okay.
That's it.
It was an unmarked vehicle.
Okay, so who, what?
I don't know. Was that a prank that just happened?
Awesome.
Are they just going around and leaf blowing for 5 minutes and then leaving? That's kind of funny. I'm kind of down for that. Oh,
shoot. I'll play you today's hit music. What did you want to hear?
I think they would have rolled their eyes at that one.
So we saw that there's two guys from a podcast talking about relationship pet peeves. And we thought we have got to give our two cents on this.
Yeah, you sent it to me last night and you're like, please, thoughts, let's talk.
Well, because these two guys, one of them is married to a girl and the other one is dating a girl.
Okay.
So of course they're talking about two girls and we are, well, two girls. So if you're going to talk about us, uno reverse, we're going to talk about you.
For sure. Okay, so they go back and forth between their pet peeves. The first one was that we as girls always have to have them fill up our water bottles.
Before bed.
Why do women need water so bad at night? And the answer is, I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Period. Now, I always tell neighbor man, because he gets so mad. He's like, get up. Fill your own water, you know? He gets so mad at me. I always tell him, though, that when he fills it up, it tastes better. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. It's sparkly. It's magical. Like, it tastes like it came from a unicorn's butt. I don't know what else to tell you. It just tastes better when you get the water.
I agree 100%. It's just not the same if I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go on and say, if they go get food and they don't bring any back for their girl, they are the worst person alive.
Yeah. Even if you don't think I'm hungry, what the actual is wrong with you? Like, I wish I could swear on this program.
I would expect at least an offer. Maybe,
yes.
Maybe not all the time where I'm like, hey, I'm not feeling that type of food or whatever. But if you didn't even offer and you just like walked in with a bag of chicken nuggets, I'm probably going to be a little upset.
What, do you not love me?
Well, you know, what makes me happiest is giving me food.
Yeah. That you don't love me and you didn't think of me. I'm sorry.
Right. Right.
That's what I say.
It's serious. On the same wavelength with food, they said it's really annoying when they're like, oh, what do you want to eat? And then their girl's like, I don't care. I'm in the mood for anything. And then they suggest something like, for instance, oh, let's do sub sandwiches, and then she'll come back and say, actually, I'm in the mood for tacos.
Okay, I want to hear your thoughts on this one, because I was reading the comments and there's two reasons why I do that, and I want to hear what your thoughts were.
My problem is specifically is if I'm like, I don't care what we have tonight, he'll start naming things off and I'm like, not that. And then I don't provide any other suggestions. I don't know why I do that.
Okay. So the reason I do it is because I have a hard time like I want everyone to feel like their opinions matter. Mm. So that's why I wanted you to say like sub sandwich so that I could be like, that was great. You gave an opinion, but actually I wanted tacos.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? But then I was reading a comment and somebody goes, well, I need you to say sub sandwich so that I knew that's actually what I didn't want.
Oh.
And then I wanted tacos. And I was like, oh, wait, you know what?
I resonate with that.
That is also me.
That's so me. Oh, I feel seen. I do. Their last one is they will, that their girl will make them to take, like, go get a sweet treat or coffee or whatever. And then if he doesn't order anything, it hurts our feelings as girls.
Mm-hmm. This was Monday night and this was Neighbor Man and he got so mad at me because I called him and I was like, honey, can we get crumble? And he goes, I'm actually like not in the mood. And I go, okay, well, I think you are in the mood because I want the brownie. And he goes, well, actually I'm not. And I go, well, I need you to be because I want it and I'm going to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, fine, then get me it. He has not ate it once. And so I addressed it to him today and I go, why haven't you ate the brownie? He goes, because honey, I didn't want it.
Mm.
And he's like, if I didn't do it, you weren't going to shut up. So I had to do it to get you to shut up.
Okay, so next time, can you just bring said brownie to me?
Yeah.
And I will fill that void happily. Sometimes you're just in the mood to get your feelings a little bit hurt. And I was feeling that way last night after you sent me this viral clip on TikTok of two guys talking about their relationship pet peeves, things that annoy them about having a girlfriend or fiance or whatever. So then I was like, okay, I'll ask my boyfriend Curly, what's annoying about being in a relationship with me?
This is healthy when you don't have a therapist in the room.
Well, and you know what? He's too nice because it took a lot of prying and like, come on, I'm asking for this, be honest.
Tell me what sucks about me. That's what she did.
No, that's actually, like, where'd you get that audio? That was me last night. Okay, so the first thing he came up with was, why do you have to put your cold toes on me in bed when you could just put socks on?
I could have told you that. That's annoying, and I'm not even in the relationship.
I know it's annoying, but it just feels nicer.
Oh, you're nasty.
And it warms them up quicker. I hate sleeping with socks. I have a million reasons why I don't do that. And I kind of know that it annoys him, so I like to put my cold toes in between his thighs.
It's a special place in hell for you later in life.
Thank you. I already knew that.
She's like, I can't wait. It's already warm for me down there.
I already knew that.
My toes will be warm.
And they will be. And they will be. The next pet peeve he has is that he's always excited to watch my TV shows, but I won't watch superhero movies with him.
Yeah.
I'm a bad sport. I can't even defend that one. I am
the worst. Yeah, you are horrible.
I'm horrible. He says that I always assume that he hates me when he says he's going to go to game because I throw a fit.
Oh, my God.
And he says it's nothing to do. Why do you... There's no correlation. The 2 + 2 does not equal.
It feels that way, though.
Yeah. And then the last one, you know what? If any of them hurt my feelings, it was kind of this.
What?
Because it was targeted. He said, I don't like when you self-tan and then you come to bed and you smell like asparagus. Now, is it because I self-tanned last night and I kind of smelled like an asparagus? Yes.
That's so funny you mention it is because I literally told Neighbor Man that it's time to start wearing, sundresses and dresses time, And I said, that means I'm going to have to start, self-tanning and things like that. And he goes, babe, please don't. Ugh, don't. I don't like that. I don't like the smell of it.
It smells.
I make the
bed sheets smell.
He's like, I don't like the look of it. Don't do it. And I'm like, but I feel pretty that way. And he goes, I don't care.
Well, just know, apparently they think that we smell like asparagus when we do it.
We found this video on TikTok of these two guys from the You Should Know podcast where they're going on and on about their relationship pet peeves. We agreed with all of them, to be quite honest. They're talking about their girls and things that drive them nuts. So now we're talking about the things that drive us nuts about our guys in our relationship. You just talked about Curly and what he said. Well, about you.
Yeah, what is annoying about dating me.
And now I'm going to talk about what Neighbor Man said about me. But I told you that he actually said something that I know you would agree with, that I know you've said about me.
Okay. I'd like to guess.
Okay.
That you always text like everything's an emergency, so then you can never tell if something's actually wrong.
He did not say that, but I know he would say that, though.
Okay, backup guess that you walk and you drag your feet on the floor.
He also didn't say that.
Oh, dang it. Those are the only two things I've ever said.
Down the hall, that annoys Chris Jackson so much. If he could, like, knock me over every day, he would.
I can always hear you coming.
That's true. No. First thing he said was he cannot stand my obnoxious amount of pillows. He hates how many pillows I have. And that he has, I swear to God, a pillow from 1882. Like, this thing is nasty.
Ew.
It is rinkety-dinkety. Okay? It's so bad. And I will not let it be displayed on our bed. So I make him hide it during the day. And it's only allowed to come out at night when he needs to sleep.
Respect, actually.
And that drives him nuts because he doesn't feel seen or appreciated. Right. I don't care.
Okay.
He says I have an unhealthy need for sweet treats at any time of the day. And any occasion. And then that means that he also has to have an unhealthy obsession with sweet treats because I have to bring him along.
Welcome to womanhood, neighbor man.
And then he says that as soon as he sits down to relax is the moment that I decide I have tasks for him to do, which is accurate because that's usually when I think of something because I see you relaxing. Well, now you have things because I'm still doing things. No, you need to do things.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, one was the one that I was supposed to agree with.
Oh, we're still going there. Don't worry.
Oh, God, he was ruthless with the list. I thought that was it.
No. He says, if you ask me to do something, even if it's like small, and I say no, that means I don't love you. Well, yeah. Of course it does.
Yeah.
And the last one, which I know you would agree with, he says, your constant need to interrupt. And then I said, that's just my ADHD, honey. And he goes, are you making excuses for my pet peeves?
Oh. No, I didn't say that was a pet peeve. You came to me and you're like, I'm a serial interrupter. You brought it up.
I think you would agree, though, that I have a constant problem of interrupting.
Well, it makes me feel better that you don't just interrupt me. You interrupt him, too.
I did this morning, and then he got mad and wouldn't continue the conversation.
Oh, snap. Oh, no. We got a birthday coming up next week.
Isn't it Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
Fun fact, that's also my anniversary. Sorry. I had to ruin the
moment. Awkward. Okay. Well, Tuesday is going to mark not only the day you found love with a neighbor man, but before that.
With a neighbor man?
Yeah. Before that.
We did start a show before that.
We hit the airwaves for the first time. 3 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon, official at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Now, you brought up... We did a little gift exchange kind of based off of the classic traditional anniversary stupid thing. Sorry. I just think it's kind of weird who decided all of these
gifts.
Materials that your gift have to be. It's fun though. It was a fun challenge. Last year was cotton. It was stupid. It was hilarious. It was weird. And then you looked up the 3 year one and it's leather.
Good luck.
So we're like, oh yeah, we're going to noodle on it and see if we want to do it. It's been a couple days, to be honest, and I haven't thought about it until my head hit the pillow last night, and I was hit with a brilliant idea.
Go on.
Well, I don't want to tell you what the idea is.
Then what was the point of opening your mouth, respectfully?
So I'm telling you that I have an idea, because I know you get mad if somebody gets you a gift and you don't have a heads up. I'm not saying you have to get me anything. Just know that I'm getting you something.
I'm sorry. I'm actually, like, so mad right now.
Why? You wanted a heads up. If I would have showed up with it, you would have been even more mad.
No, I'm like, she's like, turn the microphone on. Let's talk. Oh, so I have an idea for a birthday, but I'm not going to tell you. Just know I'm going to get you a gift. And so now I got to stand over here like a loser. And I got to think of something with leather. And I got nothing.
Can I tell you it's going to be faux leather because I'm broke?
I don't even know what the hell faux leather is.
It's not real leather. Fake.
Oh.
What do you mean? You're just mad for no reason now. It's stupid. It's not even real leather. It's very
it's
those
because
girls.
I get competitive. And so now that you're ahead of me,
well,
you have a gift.
Just know the bar is low.
And you got a word faux in it. It sounds bougie.
Well, I know you can't afford real leather either. So you're just going to be faux whether you know it or not.
Girl, I can afford it if I go... to a discount store.
And I am fine with that.
So,
okay, so game on.
Okay,
you competitive freak. Happy anniversary, I guess.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The most brilliant idea I have ever seen on TikTok is families doing 90s week.
Okay.
So I saw TikTok user share.life. Yes.
Share alive. Is it like the share? If I could turn back.
Good one. That was, all right, you were committed to that. Thank no, you. It's not. I don't think share's on TikTok. Are you kidding
Somebody
me?
Somebody get share on TikTok.
I should. No, this lady is clearly a mom. She's sitting down with her family and she says, you guys, as of tomorrow, it's 90s week. We're going to be acting and living like it's 1996. Let me explain to you what that means, because these kids all sound young. They grew up with iPhones and, you know, high-speed internet and 5G and all the things. So she tells them, I'm going to take away your Alexas. I'm going to give you a CD player, and you get a radio. You get an alarm clock. You're not using your phone to wake up.
We have wow.
One computer in the house, so a la computer room days. But you can't be on the phone and on the computer at the same time because, you know, back in the day with dial-up.
God, I miss dial-up. No, I don't, but I do.
You couldn't be doing both. So if someone's on the computer, nobody can be on the phone and vice versa. They were trying to decide how they wanted to go about TV because they don't have cable. So they have streaming services. Obviously, you can watch whatever you want on demand as many time and as many episodes as you want. So they were saying they're only going to allow themselves one episode of TV per night. Like the old days where you'd be waiting, oh my gosh, I can't wait for the new episode of Gossip Girl to air at 7, and you'd have to wait another week. You don't really have to do that with streaming now. So they were going to limit themselves to kind of mimic old school cable TV. And then the mom was like, we need to have like a set in stone plan of after school activities. Who's getting picked up? If you're going to have to stay late from school, you're going to have to call me from the school. You can't just text me in between periods like, hey, I'm going to be staying late, or hey, my friend Tony is going to take me home tonight. And then with that, she's like, does everybody know everybody in the family's phone number by heart? Because you're not going to have your phone on you.
No, that's crazy.
You need to remember it. And I was watching this. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's crazy that to like kids now that is, they were like, mom, no, please.
I'd love to hear a report from the kids.
Yeah. What do they think?
Like, what is it like for you to have to deal with what we dealt with, which was dial-up internet, not having an Alexa, just having to listen to the radio on your CD player and things like that, and not having an iPhone to wake you up. I would love to hear a report from them. But also, if the mom's also participating, I want to hear from her. Because that would be crazy if like you and I went back to that time.
Yeah.
Because now we've been how many years past, you know, and that we've gotten to be living a more bougie life is the best way to push it, to put it. I'd like to hear from the mom too. How, what was it like
to go back to it?
To go back to dinosaur year.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I want to hear from her.
I think I would crack, especially as a mom. Like if I was the mom, the kids would be in bed and I'd be like, okay, I'm going to sneak in my closet and I'm going to scroll on TikTok for 2 hours.
Do you really think you would? I think I could last, especially with our unplugged thing that we've been doing, unplugged with those girls in the afternoon. I think I would be just fine. This sounds so stupid. I think where I would draw the line is the alarm clock. I hated old-fashioned alarm clocks.
Oh.
I think that's where I would draw the line. Or where I'd have to get my laptop to ask a stupid question to Google.
See, I didn't even think about I'd be Googling. It would be the dumbest week of my life.
Can penguins fly? Come on now. I got to Google search that on a laptop? That's dumb.
We'd be dumber than ever.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
There's a big responsibility on our plate because I'm decorating the windows at Downtown Dogs Social Club because I said it was one of my dreams. And Destiny's going to sign her name and take the credit. So your name is on the line here too, buddy.
Yeah, wait, yes, it is. I can't draw. That's why I'm just doing the lazy part.
Well, you're helping with brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
We need an idea of a theme or what the heck am I going to paint? So if you have an idea, you can still text us at 319-200-1029. What do you think, Maria?
So I love the best friend ideas, but I heard that it's also like a birthday celebration, anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was thinking, what makes a dog happy? So I was thinking a dog or a bunch of dogs out with their heads out of windows in cars.
Oh, that's
And they're all
fun.
Like the happiest looking bunch, right? The other one is a dog park scene with the happiest go lucky dogs out there, different breeds. I don't know how artistic and how big you want to go and how detailed you want to go.
I don't know either.
And then
yet.
The other,
the sky's the limit.
The other
at this
one
point.
Is, I know that the dogs are a man's best friend or a person's best friend, but what is the dog's best friend? My dog loves his little lammy, her little lammy.
Oh yeah.
And there, no other toy gives her the joy that a lammy gives her. Mm-hmm. Or a dog begging for treats and getting treats. I don't know, but I was thinking make it more about the dog than the human and the birthday anniversary part. Like, make it about what makes the dogs happy.
I mean, that's a lot of good stuff to think about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your only request, and I just now thought about it, is that there has to be a weenie dog included.
You know what? If you could represent my favorite thing in the entire world, which is my weenie dog, I would love that. What? I got to make it selfish.
Right.
I'm doing nothing. Making it selfish. That's my heat.
Welcome to those girls in the afternoon.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Well, I'm taking the lead on today's cat story, if you don't mind.
This is the first.
I know, it's never happened. Because normally all the cat stuff comes your way for some reason.
That's because I got a zoo at home.
Fair. This is too good, though, for me not to bring to your attention. Because I know that you love the cat distribution system. Where a cat it's meant to be.
I'm a sucker for it.
They find their owners. Well, the cat distribution system in this situation got this cat a job. As a cop.
Why did my toes curl? This sounds like a good story.
So the cat's name is Officer Ezra. Okay. He is an honorary deputy on the Union City Police Force in Michigan. He was taken in by the police chief there.
Wait, why am I offended that he's not in uniform?
Well, because he is a cat. He doesn't have a uniform.
Wait, I feel also offended that I'm not playing the Bad Boys
theme
song.
I was waiting for that, by the way.
There we go. We're going to talk about it. I got to play it.
Maybe he has a badge. I don't know. It doesn't show it in the
His
video that
His caller should have a badge. What is actually happening here?
I know.
Let's do this cat some justice.
I know.
Get
him an official badge or something. He was taken in by the police chief in Union City, which is in Michigan. I don't know if I said that. Because they actually saw on security footage, he came tumbling out of a vehicle driving by the police station. Really scary, but he ended up being okay. Just as a little tiny kitten. I don't know if he jumped out of a window somebody was dumping him.
Oh my God.
I know, really sad. But the officers at Union City were like, oh my gosh, that was a cat. We got to go out and get this cat. So the police chief takes him in. And he's an official honorary deputy officer status, okay? And not only does he live in the station full time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They keep him in the back of the building in case, like, you know, public people just come into the police station are allergic to cats. But if you ask to see Officer Ezra, they'll bring him out and you can get some pets and stuff. But most recently, March 6th, Union City was hit by a massive tornado, actually, like really devastating, one of the strongest to hit in like almost 50 years in Michigan. So Officer Ezra has been doing ride-alongs with the police chief, who's doing tons of, I mean, like hours upon hours of recovery.
So is it C9?
Cleanups. C9.
Well, it's usually K9. I don't know.
Gosh. I didn't even think about that. He needs his vehicle marked because he's doing ride-alongs. And he said that he's a source of comfort for him as the police chief because he's doing really long days and he has his buddy to help him out. But as he's doing ride-alongs, obviously the people of the community are like, this is a huge devastating mm-hmm. tornado. But it provides a little smile and they get to pet and hold him. So it brings a little bit of comfort to people out in the community.
Well, you know how like on police cars, if they've,
they're canine,
it says canine unit or whatever. Can we have it say C9? And the reason I say that is cat 9, but also cats have 9 lives.
Ooh.
C9. C9. Come on now. Come on now.
What about meow?
Meow's good too. I just
or me 8W. Meow.
These are all great. But City of Cedar Rapids? City of Marion?
I'm looking for
cats.
Deputy cat.
I will commit a crime.
Oh.
So I can sit next to
them. I don't think that's gonna work the way that you think.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason. Destiny.
Almost tax time. I know I'm getting ahead of myself, but it is.
Not really.
It is almost, right? April 14th, isn't it? I don't know. I ain't going to do
my
it.
My dad asked me for my first document yesterday, so I know it's creeping up quickly.
You know what? I am disappointed in you because I always feel like you and your dad are like on it as soon as you can do it.
Yeah.
Where are you at?
My guy's been like moving and stuff. So I'm not going to rush the man that does my taxes for free. You know what I mean? I'm
disappointed in your dad.
Dad, don't listen to a word she said. I really appreciate you doing my taxes even though I'm 29 years old.
Don't listen to the dumb girl. Keep doing it for free, Daddy. Please. Well, I know on the taxes, they always ask you, like, did you donate? How much did you donate?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Well, we are talking about that tonight. What do 15% of men say they donate to every year?
Every year?
Every year.
Wow. Dad, chime in while we're talking about you. See if it's accurate. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
What do 15% of men say they donate to every year? What is it?
I'm excited because then I'm going to ask all the men in my life if they do it. You know what I mean? Are you part of that percent?
Oh, are you now?
Yeah, like the two that I know.
You're just going to randomly text like an ex from 15.
No, 14. I mean like my dad, my boyfriend Curly, his brother that lives with us. And then that's probably it. My brother.
Hey, Steve, remember we dated 3 years ago? I just wanted to know.
Also, what did you donate to this year? Just wondering. Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
D102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We're talking good and we're feeling good.
All right.
With tonight's trivia question, what do 15% of men say they donate to every year?
I thought you were going to say, what is it?
Oh, what is it? We got to get this down.
I know.
After three
I wait for
years
your line
now.
Every time. That's my whatever.
I do be doing that every trivia question, except for like once in a blue moon.
Yeah, you just keep me on my toes. Well, you can text in your yes to 319-200-1029. But so far, 2711 said the animal shelter. Shout out to Adele, please. I love your show. Shout out Adele. Also, shout out the animal shelters.
Not shout out to our show.
Well, we're on it. So. I like that answer.
That is
I hope that's true.
I hope so, too.
That'd be awesome.
Hopefully they donate to stuff the wagon every year.
Yeah.
That'd
that
be
goes
nice.
To the animal shelter.
Tony's is a little bit different. Tony's on the text line. It says sperm bank.
All right. So I suppose somebody's got to do it.
Oh, my God, Taylor.
What? It's true.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, somebody does do it. I don't know about 15% of I don't know much about that.
Thank you, Taylor.
I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't. Okay. I don't know. Good for you. I suppose. 98.59 said the red kettle.
I would assume that it would be way more.
Oh.
Come on now.
Yeah, probably. They're everywhere.
They're, yes.
Especially
and you've got
the
a
holidays.
Quarter, if not a dollar, in your pocket. You're definitely donating.
Yeah, chances are.
Yeah.
It's probably, you're right. It's probably higher.
More than the sperm bank, for sure.
Probably.
I would assume.
I would also assume that.
Mm-hmm. What do 15% of men say they donate to every year? Oh, what
say
is
the
it?
Line. My God.
I'm failing.
She just doesn't listen to me. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in 3 minutes.
She says, I feel so ignored.
Like, come on. I just said, say the line. I'm sorry. You're leaving me hanging.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
What do 15% of men say they donate to every year?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
their time. Coaching. 15% of men say they donate their time coaching every year.
Interesting.
Now this makes me think of Curly yesterday.
Yeah.
And him teaching the like toddlers how to bowl. You were telling a story at a birthday party.
Yes.
Does that count? I think so.
If you asked him, he probably would say yes.
Check mark.
I think he was just using an excuse to like play bowling with some little kids. But I'm sure if you asked him, he'd be like, well, yeah, I spent 15 minutes. That's a donation coaching.
Done. Checkmate.
I'll ask if he's going to put that on his taxes. Then we'll really know.
I didn't mean like people are doing that on their taxes. Can you imagine? Yes, government.
I don't know. I've never been a volunteer coach. Do you guys do it? Let me know.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.